Hello, glow-getters. I'm Charlo Green, and for the last decade, my focus has been on creating businesses and creating bosses. I'm a former CBS News anchor turned serial entrepreneur, business coach, and best-selling author. And I know that if I choose to show up, share my journey, and the lessons I've learned along the way, they could move you one step closer to your idea of success. Hey guys, so today we are talking about creating multiple streams of revenue the smart and easy way. Now, the reason I want to talk about this is because I know a ton of people are interested in supplementing their main stream of income, but when people usually think about doing that, they always think that they have to create a totally separate project or start serving a totally new audience, and I am here to tell you that is absolutely not necessary. In fact, the easiest way, the fastest way to secure that additional bag is to double down and diversify what you have already been doing. Let me explain. A side note, shout out to all full-time parents. My stepson is here with us for the summer, so he has taken over my office. I am filming in the kitchen area, and you're gonna hear his sound effects every few minutes in the background, so you guys are just gonna have to bear with me, all right? That's that. So when you've already been doing a thing, you've already created an audience that is familiar with what you have to offer. If, for example, you sell sweet potato pie, all right? So instead of you thinking that you would need to go and create a totally separate company that is all about what's something that's trending, masks or maybe like hand sanitizer is something that you know there is a demand for. Instead of doing that, why not see what else your audience needs? If people are interested in your pies, then maybe you can layer that offer. I teach my students when we're talking about scaling, when we're talking about taking your company from $100,000 to $300,000, $300,000 to $1 million, you typically have to layer on one of these, at least one of these additional things, all right? So pies, that is the product that you're selling. You can also layer on a service or an information product, okay? So, and then, all right, so I'm gonna walk you guys through, there are three ways that you can technically there are six. Let me try and explain so you can understand why it seems like my thoughts are a little bit jumbled. They're not. I know exactly what it is that I'm trying to convey here. Okay, so PSI package, product, services, information. That is three different things that you can do with just one idea. And another way to multiply what those three things can do is think about the quality level or investment level of your active time in each product. So one would be, this is how you do it, done with you, and then done for you. All right, so that's six different things that we just talked about. Let me break down the PSI package, products, services, and information. In the pie example, what we'd be talking about is the product is the pie. The service that that person that is selling those pies could add on is a weekly cooking class where you guys go out and get the information, the people pay and get access to this private community where they can ask questions and cook with you in real time. That would be a service that you can add on to that. So that is a service. That's you having to show up with a product, you invest in the product, then you sell that. You have very little active input in how and what they do with that product. When we're talking about a service, you have to show up. In a way, you are exchanging time for money, all right? Then we have an information product. So you already have the pie and that's the product. But if we're talking about an information product, what that would be is a cookbook or recipes that people can purchase online. Okay, so instead of you going out and trying to learn a tool, instead of you going out and trying to convince or learn an entirely new industry and having to create all of this new marketing. Instead of doing that, what you would do is email your list and say, hey, I know you guys love my pies because you bought them. Here's what I'm bringing to the table, a cooking class. Here is what I am now offering, catering, or custom pies. You see how like that shift would work instead of doing all of that extra work? All you need to do is continue showing up and doing what you are already doing. Doing what you're already doing. In a second, I'm gonna break down my multiple revenue streams and how they all, like, when I was preparing to do this video and like writing down notes and stuff that I wanted to include, I decided to write down my revenue streams. And most people talk about having seven, and that's the goal because most millionaires have at least seven streams of revenue. I have more than that. And it seems like I'm just doing the absolute most. It just, and to be totally honest, sometimes it does feel like that, but I'm gonna show you how they all work together and that I'm still serving the same audience. I've just diversified what I do. I've just added different passive offers that I don't technically have to trade my time or energy for. And as long as I continue showing up, I get paid off of all of those. Okay, so we talked about products, services, and information, PSI package. Like, the goal is to have something that encompasses all of that. And I do in a couple of my businesses. I'll explain in a second after we talk about the other three like quality levels of each thing that you can use to make distinct offers. How to do it. That's you putting your energy and time into something and just allowing people to purchase that information. It's typically information in the form of a video, an ebook, or an actual book. Done with you. Like I explained before, that is, I'm actively clocking in and we are learning this thing together. I am teaching you, you have me making sure that you don't mess up along the way. And then done for you, that is the pie showing up, that is me showing up and having my team there. And you don't have to worry about anything except me, you actually booking me and me coming through on my commitment. So with the pie person, again, the same examples work. Now, how this works in what I do with White Label Extensions, we of course have our hair products like this Body Wave wig that I am wearing. Okay, so we have our products. Then, because we're a wholesale company, I thought, well, what else does this same group of people need? Well, they're starting hair businesses. They're gonna need logos. They're gonna need websites. They're gonna need like all of that stuff. So I decided to build out an internal digital agency that handles all of that stuff. Then I thought, well, what else would they need after they have this? Thinking about the PSI package, how I could layer my offer so that it was essentially a one-stop shop. And that third thing I added on was information. I have a monthly mentorship program called CEO Society. The link is down there in the description. And I also created a Hair Boss Master class. I allow people to come with me on the journey as I created it. But by the end of the next couple of weeks, there will be very few, if any, hair videos in full length on this channel because all of them are moving back to a gated paid platform. Okay, so we have three revenue streams inside of that one. But you know how I just said that I posted most of those videos onto YouTube? I also get paid for AdSense. Just showing up to actually market my companies and information, I get paid for that. In addition to that, I get offers for a few thousand dollars for sponsoring a video. So that is five streams of revenue. I have them down here just so I don't forget anything. So before all, or okay, so we'll continue on. So that is five streams of revenue, right? Well, I also know that the more I put out content, it becomes more clear that people outside of the hair industry have an interest in learning business. People that look like me want to learn how to make money on their own terms. So I created, because I'm still serving my audience, I'm just expanding the audience that I initially served. First, it was just hair entrepreneurs. I built out the PSI package, super served that group consistently for a while. Now I'm expanding and talking about general business things like this video here. Make sure you subscribe if you're getting any value out of this conversation. So I created a general business masterclass. It's called MBA Business Accelerator, and it is easily best in class. It is up to date. It covers every single thing. In fact, the PSI package that we're talking about now, that is something that I only share inside of that. And there are a bunch of different nuggets like that that I just won't be sharing on the YouTube channel, because it's like layers and everything is built on top of each other. So that is 6 revenue streams. Okay. So in addition to those 6, if you guys didn't know, I am also a published author. Just before recording this video, got an email letting me know that I was getting more money sent to me. It's totally passive. I wrote that book a very long time ago, not too long ago, a couple years ago, and it could definitely change your life. But that makes 7. I decided I wouldn't just stop at creating a book. I decided to go ahead and layer that. So I created an audiobook that I get a separate paycheck for. Every time that I show up, and I'm gonna be creating a makeup company, and I'm taking you guys along on the journey with me. Why? Because the more I show up here, the more I invite you on the journey, not only am I getting like more money for AdSense and more opportunities for paid sponsorships, but I'm also marketing my hair company. So this raises awareness about my hair brand. And while I'm marketing my hair company, I'm marketing the services that that company offers, and I'm marketing the Hair Boss Masterclass that that offers. And if you aren't interested in hair, when I show up here, I'm also marketing my MBA Masterclass. I'm also marketing my mentorship program. So while it does seem like the most, as long as I build out each of these things in a way that it's scalable and does not involve my active, like my mentorship program and my MBA masterclass, those are the 2 things that require me to show up consistently. And I do each of those things one day a week, Wednesdays. Wednesdays are dedicated to that. Outside of that, it's just showing up, just showing up. So if you keep this in mind when you are building out your business, instead of creating a whole new thing, instead of adding all of that extra onto your plate, think about the different ways that you can super serve the people that you've already built a relationship with. That's going to be way easier. It's going to be way more beneficial for them, and it's going to be way more beneficial for you. That's the easy way to create multiple streams of revenue in 2020. All right? Make sure that you guys subscribe, because I'm going to be continuing to drop these gems. I also am putting all of the content you guys are watching on the YouTube channel onto my Glow Getter podcast, which is another stream of revenue, And I just got the okay to add a merch line right beneath all of my videos. So why wouldn't I show up in that? Why wouldn't I? In a few weeks, whenever I'm recording the Glow Getter podcasts, which is what this is right now, it's either going to be the podcast or it's going to be a behind the scenes of me building my makeup brand. But anytime that I'm showing up, why not have, you know, some boss wear beneath my videos? Why not show up with my wig laid so that you guys know I got that stuff? Why not mention, you know, like that? That's the smart way to do it. That's what I've been doing. Everything that I work on building now, I always try and keep in mind how it can feed my same audience, how it can expand the audience that I've already been serving. So that's what I'm gonna do in the makeup company. I'm gonna talk about the 3 most important things that you must do before you start any business. That's what's gonna be coming up next. And more behind the scenes stuff. with a makeup company. So stay tuned for that. Have a great day, and make sure that you subscribe, drop a comment letting me know what you want to see next. Simple, straightforward. I'll see you guys in the next video. Bye.